Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Who? Jambo. Hello. Kiswahili. How are y'all doing today? I trust everyone had a groovalicious weekend. And yesterday, as you got to sit back and relax the first day of the week, let us begin the second day of the week. Blacks to Blacks Radio, while we here talking about the Blacks to Blacks, men and women, who proclaim the three W's, which is changing the whole wide world. Today, we're going to talk about George Franklin Grant, a black man who was the creator of the golf team. They would not be making all the money or nothing else without Sir Mr. Dr. George Franklin Grant. Let me rephrase that. Put up hammer on his. He's a Dr. Franklin Grant. So, he's a dentist. His first occupation was a dentist. His next occupation was to create the golf team, which has revolutionized golf. All these, and just think, the man who made golf, tee, made it possible. His descendants are just now being recognized as being a part of something that wouldn't even be nothing without the influence of a black wax man. Because what he did, he changed what? The whole wide world. One more time. All them factories that make these, how many black owned? But one more time, you know that's how it goes. Because until you can recognize that you're the one with the seed of polished gold, you can recognize that you're the one with the head of wood of a lamb, then somebody like Sir Mr. Dr. George Franklin Grant will go unnoticed. One more time. There's his picture, but he really didn't invent too much. Yeah. But one more time, the most important aspect is he changed the whole wide world. So I will no longer look at golf the same, because the foundation is golf. Of golf is what? The ball. Because you got to have the ball up on the tee to balance it so you can, that's the most important aspect is what? Well, they always teach you to swing. But thanks to him, the ball is there positioned and you don't have to worry about it. One more time. George Franklin Grant, born September 15th, 1846, went home August 21st, 1910. Wow. He ain't really lived that long, 56? Wow. But then again, he lived so fruitfully because his name shall go down, which will make him immortal. Because those of us like me who realize and recognize that blacks, B-L-A-X, B-L-A-C-K, men and women changed the whole wide world. They are the authors of the three W's. One more time. As always, us on Dishonor, thank you very much. Moji Kupanda, one love. Braka, peace. Amani Kutoka, you, peace from above.